Hey, this is Joe Wilson over here.
Joe?
Who's this?
This is Charles James.
Hey there, Charles. How are you?
Not good. Did you see my last email?
I just came from the meeting. I haven't seen it. Let me open it.
Okay. Well, Joe, you work in sales, right? You're not actually involved in the product department.
What was that?
You work in... This is Joe Wilson, right?
Yeah, this is Joe Wilson.
Do you remember our conversation last week?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Are you sure you're Joe Wilson?
Yeah, this is Joe Wilson. I do remember that we had a conversation, and I was with Peter, you and me.
Okay, all right, great. I can never be sure, because it seems like names change all the time there. So we spoke last week like men. You gave me your word.
Absolutely.
That there will be a change in the quality of the experience I have. Now, you said that you work on product, but I think you're more of a sales side, right? You're not actually involved in the product department, right, according to your title.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
What do you mean, of course?
Well,
no, but last week you said you're the head of product. That's not
production.
True.
Production, not
what?
Product. Production.
I mean production.
Yeah, I do take care of my production team as well, yes, of course.
But your formal title is sales, right?
Yeah, I do. My core is sales, but I do take care of my production team as well.
All right, fine. Now, we spoke last week as men. You gave me your word as a man that there'd be a change in the quality of service I've been receiving. You acknowledged that it's insane that something I should have taken 2 months is now taking 8 months, right?
Oh, what was that? You were cutting in and out.
I said you acknowledged how horrible it is from my point of view as the client, a paying client, that something that should have taken 2 months is now taking 8 months. You remember this conversation we had?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Okay, and then you remember that you're saying at the end that, you know, we'll never have this negative conversation again. You know, moving forward, it's going to be a totally different change in experience. Remember that?
I did.
Okay. I want you to be a credible person because that's not true. It's becoming to be not true. That it almost sounded like a cheap sales tactic to get me off the phone. You know, actions speak louder than words. Those are just words, Joe. All right. As of last Friday, we had a call. So it took all that, an angry phone call, to get a meeting on the books for last Friday, and there was some progress, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now, here I am on the phone again talking to you again about the same complaint. No communication.
Again.
Right? There's no update. Peter told me on the Zoom, and this is recorded, okay? This is a recorded Zoom,
recorded.
So I'm not just making this up, okay? I'm not making this up. Peter told me at the end of our meeting, he's like, in 30 minutes, I'll let you know what date next week, which is this week right now, we'll have our follow-up. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know what? Don't rush it. Take until 5 p.m., which was, I gave him a couple hours extra to give me a more precise, a more accurate, a more credible update. So what does Peter do? I don't get an update on Friday or Saturday or Sunday, right? So he took advantage of the fact I gave him more time. Yesterday's Monday. Now it's Tuesday. Okay, no update.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there could be an explanation. Oh, well, we're working so hard to you know, fulfill what we need to do. I don't even know if that's true because no communication, right? You guys are in business. In business, communication is a critical component of what makes good business and bad business.
It really is.
So I'm glad you understand that, Joe.
Because
I want
do
you
understand.
To follow Peter. What?
Well, I do understand that, and I do understand what you're saying, of course.
Okay, so now I want you to use your understanding of the situation and take action based on now your newfound understanding. I want you to take action. Remember, you said you're going to have my project prioritized, as it should be, being that it's like half a year late, right?
Well,
I want you to prioritize it.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Well, after the conversation we had, Charles, all right, I did understand whatever you said, and I did tell Peter to go ahead and make sure that everything is prioritized for Charles, all right, nothing goes by all right, unless his work is done on time and is delivered to him before time, of course, all right, because I do not work like that with my clients. When I work with my clients, I make sure that they're getting everything before time, because if I am delivering anything to them before time, then of course I'm having a good clientele and I'm having a really professional environment with the work. All right, I don't work like this. Like I'm committing something else and I'm providing something else. I don't do like that. And I do not appreciate when someone false commits anything.
I'm glad that those are your values. Now, Peter may operate differently from you. That's the problem. So I have your word, but those words doesn't take any action that effectively prioritizes my project. It doesn't mean anything. You see what I'm saying? So I want you to take action today. I want an update, a concrete update, not like, oh, we're working on it. I want a concrete update on what's going on, with what the current status is, because I have another developer that's going to audit the work and tell me whether or not you guys delivered on the bill of services. Second of all, this is nothing personal, just business. Last week I told you, if you guys are not going to deliver on the bill of services, I will take this to civil court. In civil court, I don't know if you guys have ever been sued before, but in civil court, that's when there's a discovery process. So all of your guys' names, right, you'll have to use your real names as defendants. There's an entire discovery process.
Course,
I don't want things to get ugly like that.
Of course,
right.
I do know.
So it's a lot easier for you guys to actually deliver on the work.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot easier for you guys to deliver on the work, all right, instead of going the ugly way, all right? We could go the ugly way. Out of principle, we could do that way. I don't want to go that way because let's just get this done with. We're so close. But if it comes to a point where it's like this last, 20%, 30% of this project can't be delivered, and keep in mind, you guys would be dead to rights. I have all the documentation about how you guys dropped the ball and were late for 6 months. So this would be really bad for you guys, I'm saying. Your boss would be like, why did this happen? Who's to explain for this? Okay, so.
Well, of course, well.
What?
I'm here to work, all right? This is my company, all right? I have been one of the founders of this company, all right? So that is the reason I take care of the sales and the production team. You might be thinking, like, why do I take care of the production team? Because I'm the one, all right, one of the founding of this company, all right? So I have to take care of all of my production team because that is my concern and that is my priority for them as well, all right? As a client are my asset, all right? I will not lose any of my clients because of any kind of silly mistakes that my team does. I might lose a team member, but not my client, because you're bringing more revenue to me, to my company, all right? And I'm not going to have any of my upset clients, all right, here on board with us. Well, as per my commitment before on the call, all right, that I told you, like, hey, I'm going to go ahead and make sure that everything is being taken care of, all right, now I have to dig into it personally, all right, and I have to go ahead and take things in my own hand to go ahead and show that everything is being taken care of on a Friday basis for you, all right? So what I'm going to do, all right, I'm going to go ahead and take it in my hands to go ahead and make sure that everything is being taken care of, all right, because I can see that it is being delayed, all right? I am not sure, like, what was the issue, but I can guarantee you from my side, because I do have a team who takes care of my work, all right, and they're really professional, and they know how I work and how strict I can get with them. So they know. Yes, so yeah, go ahead, please.
Can we remove Peter from the situation? Can I just work with you directly? So I feel like you understand. I think we're on the same page. I think Peter, he might either be too busy or he has too much tragedy in his life, but at the end of the day, this project is 6 months late. So you have your word, you have your team, is what you're saying. Now,
yeah,
these are just words, right?
Because why did I tell you that I do have my team? Because the people that I started working with are still in the company, all right, and they're working, and they know how I work. And they know I do have like 209 clients of clientele with me who are happy with the work. And you can imagine, like, 209 clients, of course, well, it's a hefty amount of clients, all right? And all of them are happy with the work, and they're making business, all right? That is my personal goal. Like, they go ahead and make business, all right? Yours has not even started, All right, but I have to go
all
ahead.
All right,
and
so Joe, let me ask you this. Am I not your client? Am I not
yes, you
your client as well?
Yes, you
okay.
are. Yes, you are.
So you've expressed, I appreciate you saying that to me, Joe, but at the end of the day, actions speak louder than words. So what can you do for me moving forward? I'm tired of these weekly angry calls, calling you guys up and, you know, going through this exercise every single week just to get something that I deserve, that I'm entitled to as a customer, right? What can you tell me are next steps for today?
Well, I suppose that I have to go ahead and review, like, where is the website right now and what are the work that the website requires, all right? And if you can give me an hour or two, and I'll send you a brief email, what are the things that are missing at the moment, and then we can just go ahead and get it done as soon as possible for you. Okay? Can you give me that kind of time?
Okay. So you said a couple hours. I'll give you 2 hours. Right now it's 11:15.
But
I'll give
you
until 1:15.
I have to go ahead and review it, all right, because I do have other clients that I need to go ahead and cater off as well. All right? I will let you know.
Well, you just said a couple hours. Again, be careful about the words that you use.
Of course.
Okay, so
a couple hours
means 2 hours. How about this? I'll give you 3 hours. How about that? That's more than a couple. All right, I'll give you until 2:15
well,
to give me an update, all right?
Of course, I will give you an update on the email format, so it's all documented for you and for me as well, because I like to work really transparent and crystal clear with you as well, all right? Okay?
All right. So I'll expect an email from you before 3:15, yeah?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and send out an email to you, okay?
All right, with an update, a meaningful
update,
not like we're working on it.
Update.
I want to know...
meaningful and a brief update, like what is the website, what is the progress of the website and how much percentage of the website has been done and what are the things that is remaining only, okay?
And also remember the list of issues that I asked to get completed.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me where we are at with that, okay? And you said you can prioritize it, you have your team, so let's
mm-hmm.
see it come to life, all right?
Sure, of course.
All right. Well, I'll keep an eye out for your update, Joe.
Absolutely.
Be a credible person, okay?
Absolutely.
I'm going to look out for your update. So 3:15, all right?
All right, okay. Well, do take care of yourself.
All right. Thank you.
No worries about it. No worries.
All right. Bye.